And we are here. Finally, we've come to After Dark. Oh, yes. After Dark.
That's what happens.
He missed the cue.
I missed the second one. I'm sorry.
I was trying to get him into a recursive thing here.
Yeah, don't do that.
All right.
Because then he starts cursing and then recursing.
Recursing.
Yep.
Yes. It's a pastime. All right, so this is a one-segment shot, basically the same kind of thing as the return engagement. However, this is more adult-themed stuff. There's only one rule that we multiple rules. One, no hate speech. We still stick with that. Also, be prepared when it's time to come on.
Yeah.
Try to keep your work 3 to 5 minutes. And of course, the comments and suggestions one is the same as well. All right, let's just do it. We're going to do one segment. 720-240-9766.
At 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Poets, it's time to whip it out. Your poetry, that is.
Oh.
Such a dirty mind. Mm. World Poetry Open Mic, After Dark. All right. I'm pumped.
You pumped? I'm totally pumped.
I'm pumped. I've done enough power squats to, well,
swell your legs.
I was going to say, I feel like I've been a mass.
Good.
No one gets the joke that you and I have that mass day, that Sunday is leg day.
Yeah.
That's Good Friday.
Well, that's Good Friday also. That's the massive leg day.
That's a build up. You build up to that leg day. Yeah. You got to do leg day every week.
Oh, man.
Don't you think?
It's up,
down, kneel, stand up. Look, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at the dude dressed like the wizard who makes everyone call him father.
No, I just expect a guy with the hat to go only sideways.
You know what? Good point. All right.
Oh, man.
Let's move on. Okay, let's go to Cleveland, Ohio to talk with Mama. Hello, Mama. Welcome back.
Hey. Okay, I'm going to do a piece called first I gotta get Alice Coltrane on here first. Getting Alice Coltrane. Okay, here we go. All right, man. I'm all messed up here. Right. Okay, I got Alice Coltrane. I gotta turn y'all off. Okay, here we go. Now, I gotta pull up the peach. Too much navigation here. So the sensual prompt is a name. And who would ever think that a few candles, a fireplace, and Alice Coltrane could take us to the brink? Who knew that we already do what we do? And that it could be enhanced with Alice Coltrane, a few candles, a fireplace. You think she could take you to the brink? Teasing our taste buds with honey and a little ice melting in our mouths. You feel the ice melt as I heat your cool lips with my tongue. I vibrate to the melody that surrounds the room. Your fragrance, your pheromones linger. So who knew that ecstasy would come with such an invigorating force and then leave so soon? I'd be wild in your arms. I need more of the touch from your fingers. We are left with nothing else to do but begin again. Play me like her harp. This honey demands to be consumed. So we resume, never to be apart. The first time, slow and easy. The next time, we race to the finish line. We arrive at the same time, and only Alice knew that we'd meet her there. Here in a place where only true lovers go. We lie there with our eyes wide open, wondering how could this thing we already do have gotten even better with Alice and candles and honey. finally. We surrender to the musical sounds surrounding our space. We experience being transcended by her music, feeling peace and happiness in this place. And we sprinkle Google dust and love dust with her magic harp fading into the background, thanking her for this sensual prop. Our breathing sighs and soon stops, basking in the moments of the night sun. Sleep beckons so invitingly. We become cuddled up as one, and we've already surrendered to each other's awaiting arms. We came, we saw, we tasted, we touched, we heard, we experienced, we conquered, we conquered, we conquered. We surrendered, and now we sleep soundly in the arms of Morpheus. And the mood was set. Alice, why, ice, and honey, in Venus.
It's smooth as always. I love that background music choice too, Mama.
Thank you. Thank you, George. Thank you.
Love it. Thank you so much.
I'll try to do it in my younger voice next time. I think it gives it an excellent.
I think
I'm
it's
using
great.
My old lady voice and got kind of tired. I'll pep it up for you next time.
All right.
All right.
Mama, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. All right. Cleveland, Ohio, one of the sexiest places in the country, but not quite the sexiest place in the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to travel there now. Let's go to Connecticut.
The country, but not quite the sexiest place in the country. Oh, really? Yeah, we're going to travel there now. Let's go to Connecticut.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Michael.
You like my introductions to Connecticut this evening? I'm just all in on Connecticut.
Very sexy. There's absolutely.
I've heard that.
I'm trying to find a sexy place in Connecticut.
I'm sure there's at least one.
I don't know. I haven't found anything. Maybe there are some sex, you know.
Yeah, well, there's got to be. I mean, I'm sure there's sex somewhere in Connecticut, Barbara.
Maybe in Bridgeport.
Maybe in Bridgeport. Maybe.
Maybe in Bridgeport or the outskirts of Bridgeport, because
yeah.
The rest of the Connecticut is like scrubbed clean.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Anyway, I was going to read you that poem, but I've decided on another one because of how I feel this week.
Okay.
Because of events. And I just like to say this word, so anyway, here it comes. It's called Road Thoughts. I've read it before, but I'm going to read it again. Road Thoughts. I would like to say fuck you to the everyday folk who come into my life, nameless and faceless, mostly in autos, as they ride around with their attitude taped to their asses, honking for a two-second delay of my foot on the gas pedal. What is their deal is they can't possibly believe a two-second delay in their day is that important. What is 2 seconds after all? My 2 seconds is their 2 seconds, and why shouldn't I honk indiscriminately at the next car in front of me who impedes my progress? In the mad scramble of everyday life, do we even know what 2 seconds is going to give us? It's the time it takes to move your coffee cup to your lips and sip. And it's the time it takes for your eyes to see the stop sign and stop. And it's the amount of time it takes for a bicyclist to move into your path and slow you down. And why shouldn't all people have free passage? I say fuck you to all who think they are better than I on the road. Though you ride in your expensive cars and glare at me as if your ride is impeded in any way, I do not need to feel above the drivers on the road with me, and I'm not going to feel below you, too. So go ahead and honk me, for I will be thinking for 2 seconds. Fuck you. And pump.
Well, Barbara, you know, in their defense, you were going 35 in a 50, but, you know, I'm Barbara, thank you.
You're welcome. I just had to say that word because of this week. This week, just everything on the news just makes me go, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Well, they definitely, yeah, yeah.
Just a giant F-U-C-K. Is what I could just write. I mean, I could write an entire poem, just F-U-C-K, F-U-C-K, F-U-C-K.
I think
that's
you should.
It.
Just read it the next time we have after. How many times? All right.
I don't know. Ugh. That would be too much. That would be very, what's his name? The one who does the list poems.
Oh, the Franz. You mean Eric.
Eric, yes, yeah. Very Eric.
Yeah, but he's nicknamed the Franz. So,
is that what? Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm getting off the phone so other people can vent their sexual energy or whatever.
or whatevs. Yeah. All right. Hey, Barbara. Thank you.
Have a
much.
Great week, Michael, and thank you again for having this platform. It's wonderful.
Oh,
okay. No good night.
Problem.
Bye.
Thank you. Good night. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut, letting us know what she really thinks.
That's right.
JT, what do you really think?
I don't know. I think a lot of different things.
Are you?
Depends on the time of day and what I'm doing.
So what about right now?
Getting ready for the next caller.
You know what? This is how guys think. This is really a thing. I mean... It is that whole joke, the memes you see where the woman is like, she looks really concerned, and what's he thinking? Is he thinking that? And it's this big, long, involved thing. And the guy's literally like, car wouldn't start. Or, you know, or like,
yeah.
Or something like that.
Really like a
that
French
actually,
fry right now.
Yeah, it actually does happen. It doesn't mean we're simple. Because we're really not. I've always said, oh, yeah, if you think men are simple, that's cool. Coming through the front door. But you see that little door there in the corner? Kick that open. You'll find a Gordian knot of Jungian insanity. All right. Speaking of a Gordian knot of Jungian insanity, let's go to Kentucky. And Philip might be able to unravel or at least cut through the Gordian knot for us.
Oh, happily. It's just, you know, with a sword or something else. I mean,
yeah.
Right after dark. No, that's ridiculous.
Come on, Philip.
That's just silly.
It's just silly, man. How? That's not even possible.
How did the Gordian knot come up? May I ask, or did it just spontaneous?
The Gordian knot thing. Yeah. No, I'm just thinking of just messes that are almost impossible to untangle, and the male psyche. That was basically how that came up.
Sure, or really bad, you know, misreading of the Kama Sutra. You know, how did you operate?
That or a just a misplayed game of Twister. I mean, those have both wreaked havoc on my personal and physical life. I'm still in therapy after that last one.
Well, I'm glad one of us is, sir. You know, and maybe I will follow suit and join as well.
All right.
Yes.
All yes. Right. Therapy.
Well, I will get to it. And, all right. The title, Donning a Second Person Mask. And here we go. You are desirous to bury tepid memories behind cataract-hardened disks, nebulous milk-gray shields, to obscure the numb past and tenuous present. Forehead glazed with winter sweat, ablaze by an inward darkness, a conflagration sans light. Every one of your rooms, 4 by 2 by 3, prematurely absorbed, the sun devoured, violently gnawed in dusk's star-toothed maw. Vast palatial manners dissolved into night's obese belly, pungent with the mineral taste of incestuous pleasures. Damask bedrooms bloomed voluptuous, a vulva deep at the sap-glistened hilt, sheathed in maternal musk-scented odors of origin. And there it is, fellers and lady.
Christine, what did you think?
Oh, God. I'm running away.
I don't know if he wants to hear that.
Oh, no, please. I'm a big boy. I can handle that. And I do, by the way, I mean, I know this is going to sound really tragic. I have to get up before noon tomorrow, so lay into me.
Oh, come on, right? Of all the things. No, I liked it.
Yeah, we're...
Yes. Well, thank you. I can hear you blushing through the phone lines, and I'm overwhelmed.
That's me, Philip. Christine. Yeah. Christine's a nurse. She doesn't blush.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, I've seen more privates than a 5-star general, so I don't blush much
anymore.
That's
right. You're a nurse. What am I worried about, right? I mean, you've seen it all, you know?
Oh, yeah. More than I think I probably don't want to see.
I've heard her talking to my cousin, who's also a nurse. Trust me, they talk about a lot of things we don't want to see.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
You think you're dark? Wait until you meet Christine, you know?
Well, I think it was her and my cousin, Ellie. Like, the stuff you guys were going on about in ER.
Well, yeah, because she's ER,
oh,
and
my
I'm,
gosh.
I was trauma ICU. So.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And so they're talking about, you know, rib cages and all kinds of crazy stuff. So,
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Let's just put a damper on After Dark, Michael.
Tonight. Thank you so much.
All right, go have a great sandwich, Philip. Enjoy it.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Good night.
Cheers. Thank you. Good night. Hope everyone's hungry after that. Okay, let's.
Well,
I want some spare ribs.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's in Kentucky. There's lots of. I'm not even going to start talking about that. There are options, is what I'm trying to say, in Kentucky.
There are options?
There are options. Yep.
All right.
A lot of options.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Is that your Kentucky voice?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the tourism thing. It's like Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They got a bourbon for that.
Chicken, bourbon. Enamel-footed bathtub. All right, let's now go to the UK, visiting with Titus. Hello, Titus. Welcome back for a third time in the evening.
Good morning.
Yes.
exactly.
That's my word.
Morvening?
That's morvening,
a good one.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good one.
It works.
Well, you know myself, I don't really write too dark poems. I think I've got 200 shades of grey poetry, but nothing else other than that. So this time, I'm going to quote a poem from Edgar Allan Poe called Spirits of the Dead. I thought I'm into him at the moment, so he's teaching me a lot, you could say. It's called Spirits of the Dead. Thy soul shall find itself alone, mid dark thoughts of the grey tombstone, not one of all the crowd to pry into thine hour of secrecy. Be silent in that solitude, which is not loneliness, for then the spirits of the dead who stood in life before thee are again in death around thee, and there will be night the clear shall frown, and the stars shall look not down from their high thrones in the heaven, with light like hope to mortals given. But their red orbs without beam to thy weariness shall seem as a burning and a fever which would cling to thee forever. Now are thoughts thou shalt not banish, now are visions near to vanish, from thy spirit shall they pass no more, like dewdrop from the grass. The breeze, the breath of God is still, and the mist upon the hill, shadowy, shadowy yet unbroken, is a symbol and a token how it hangs upon the trees, a mystery of mysteries. End of poem.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, very, very nicely done. Titus, really quick, just so you know, there was about a sentence or so in there where we had a little bit of interference. But we could kind of hear it, but then it came right back very strongly. So that's why we didn't.
Oh, well, never mind. You got the gist of it.
We got a very, like, by far most of it, just letting you know.
Okay, brilliant. All right, then. Never mind.
Well, no, we definitely.
It was good.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate it. And once again, thank you so much for calling in. And
after that
poem,
I feel like I'm on Sharon's boat now. Sharon's boat in.
Well, Titus.
Going into the wilderness.
Well, Titus, hey, thank you very much, sir. We'll be in touch. We're going to figure out a way to keep kind of the conversation moving between us, okay?
Sure. Okay, lovely.
All right.
See
thank you,
all.
Sir. We'll see you
soon.
All right.
Miss you too.
Bye.
Bye. And that was Titus Khan from the UK. Now we have one caller left.
One caller left.
One caller left.
Aww.
I know. Her name is Mary, and she comes from a place called Arizona. Hello, Mary. Welcome back.
Hello.
Don't.
So nice to be here.
Don't be alarmed, but your true colors are showing.
Oh God, no! No, I'm closing the curtains.
I was wondering peaky, why peaky. You had that telescope.
Peaky, peaky. Shut up.
I'm sorry. I can't help myself.
You guys.
It's
all
right.
I wish I had a naughty poem, you know, like a little horny poem. I love those things for After Dark, and I never remember when it is.
Hey, we all know why everyone's here, you pervert. Yeah, we got. All right. Don't worry.
The old lady's gonna just read something.
Mary,
else,
it can be anything. Trust me, we have dirty enough minds. We can make it. We can make something dirty out of anything. So don't worry about it.
See, if I read it the right way, no.
It doesn't even have to be that.
All right. I'm teasing. Whatever it is, it's just something I wrote. I love that I can write. I don't really say I can write. I love that I do write, and sometimes I like what I write a long time later. Sometimes. They're just in the bin. And isn't that nice? So here we go. How can it be love? How can it be? How can it be love? How can it be that we cannot be completely be together? When we are together, how can it be love? How can it be that you cannot love me forever fervently? That lapses even in the essence of love must take place for us to see each other more clearer to the core where we deserve to be seen. Why should it be that I love you so dearly and yet cannot have you for I'll need to be free? Free from even love and all its concoctions, incantations, attachments, woozing us, dizzy from aromas within and without. How can it be that I sleep alone? How should it be, love? How should it go? The pleasure is ours as long as we sleep. When we wake again, the tide waters leap at the longing, wishing to wet at least our feet in the mist. How can I leave, love? How can I leave? When never really I was here in the sense of reality, let me think of you when I walk from the park to the sea. Let the waters rippling sway me back to your arms where I feel free, though they're far from me. The accolades at dawn announce our freedom. Yet I remain enchantedly entombed within the depths from whence we came together. That's it.
Beautifully done. I liked it, Mary. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a nice little moving thing.
Yeah.
Like a little canoe. Like a little canoe in a creek. All right.
We just let that sit there, Mary. No.
On that note, thank you for this wonderful venue, and I'll listen.
Hey, thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Mary. calling from Arizona. All right. JT, you good?
I'm good.
Is there anything you need, my friend?
No, I'm okay.
All right. So next week, when we return for World Poetry Open Mic,
yes,
there will be a Studio X.
Yes.
There will be three more clues for the poet, which will be named within this month.
Yes.
And many, many more fun shenanigans. I think I've got an idea for something else.
Oh, good.
Try, but I'm not going to say what it is. So, everyone, thank you so much for sticking around with us this evening. Thank you for spending time with us. So, from myself, from JT, from Christine, from Ursa the Studio Dog, and Novia the Studio Cat, we love you, we appreciate you, and until next time, keep writing. Good night.